99.5 WLOL. Got a clear sky this morning, still around 15 degrees. Should be a 37 degree high day today, with 20 the overnight low, 38 set for the city. Some sunshine Saturday and Sunday with a 41 degree Sunday high. Hang on a second. Bergie, say hi to Bob Stadnick.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, listen. Bob heard us announce the license number. What was the number that we said on the air, Bob?
MBB839.
That happens to be your license plate number.
It is.
You're kidding. All right.
You apparently have a super sticker on your bumper.
Yes, I do. Well, not on the bumper, in the back window.
Well, somewhere
that's
on
fine.
Your car, because
right.
when our sticker spot and van was out, they wrote down the make of your car and the license plate number. And we just announced it on the air, and you just called us back within the 15 minutes.
Right.
And do you know what you won?
I think so. A trip, right?
A trip. Do you know where to?
Anywhere that Eastern flies?
No. You buy a bunch. Listen now. Pay attention.
Okay.
All right. You have just won round-trip airfare to anywhere in the South Pacific that Continental Airlines is flying to.
Continental, great.
Yeah. How about Australia?
Sounds good.
Or New Zealand?
That sounds better.
Or Fiji?
Oh, that sounds good, too.
You know what else you got with it?
No.
$1,500 in cash.
That's fantastic.
We just took good, better to fantastic. Have you ever won anything before?
No, I haven't. Well, yeah, I won wrestling tickets when I was in third grade.
You're moving up.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Bob. You live in Northeast Minneapolis.
Yes, I do.
Would you like to get away from the cold and the snow and the slush and the slippery driving conditions for just a little while?
You better believe it.
Well, you've got the chance now. With the round-trip airfare to anywhere in the South Pacific that Continental is going, and you're going too, this is for two people now.
Right.
And $1,500 in cash, so that you can have a little bit of fun while you're down there.
Oh, it sounds great.
I think for $1,500, you can have tons of fun.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations from the Super Sticker Winter Getaway. Hit Radio, WLOL. Hang on the line.
Okay, will do.
You're on the go. We're on the way.
Plainly see the good taste in a holiday gift basket from Tom Thumb. Fruit is hand-selected, the cheese is flavorful, and the meat is delectable. When Tom Thumb puts a gift basket together, it's special. Made just for you. Holiday gift baskets start at $6.99. Beautifully wrapped and crowned with a bright satin bow. And if there's a double T deli near you, the good taste of the holidays is right at hand. Party trays of cheeses, meats, and vegetables with dips to go. Party trays range from a nibbler to a hearty party. Tom Thumb is giving you a whole new meaning to the word convenience. After all, you're on the go. Tom Thumb's on the way. Tom Thumb has the merriest holiday gift and entertaining ideas, so look for order forms at your Tom Thumb store. We go out of our way to be on your way to the happiest holiday season ever.
You're on the go. We're on the way. Minnesota's favorite. Tom Thumb.
Oh, you know what we can get in here? We can, in fact, do the breakfast quiz.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's get it rolling right here. Let me get the jingle going, first of all. The breakfast quiz jingle. Stand by the radio.
Breakfast quiz right now. Breakfast quiz right now. Step your thinking so tight.
Musical bridge in the breakfast jingle. I wish I had something clever to throw in here, but I don't. Just
you should phone in, you might just win.
Prizes ain't like
them on that.
Rhythmically, it was not bad.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, this guy is getting a temperance lecture. I don't know who it is that's telling him this, but the person says, did you know
that whiskey has been the death of more people than bullets.
And the guy says, well, yeah, I knew that. He says, but hey, listen, I'd rather be full of whiskey than full of bullets. Now the real breakfast quiz question.
Here's kind of a different one. On a box of sun-made raisins, what's the color of the maid's bonnet?
Roger did some of these over the New Year's holiday.
When he was out grocery shopping. Okay. If you knew the answer to that, you'd call 989-2299.
And then we'd give you prizes.
And like that, it's Breakfast Quiz right now. Be a Breakfast Whiz right now. Strap your thinking caps on tight. Think of trivia with all your mind.
Yeah, no, here's Wham! George Michael singing out front, the WLOL Great American Music Hot Hit of the Week, and Careless Whisper. Hey, don't worry, it's far from over. Another chance to win the Super Sticker Winner Getaway at 8:10 this morning. WLOL. We got a breakfast quiz winner right off the bat this morning. Hang on just a second here. Hi, good morning, WLOL. Who is this?
This is Kathy Waldock.
Okay, welcome to the radio.
Thank you. I've been here before.
You have? Well, good. Bergie, repeat the breakfast quiz question.
On a box of sun-made raisins, what is the color of the sun-made's bonnet, Kathy?
It's red.
It's red.
Did you run to the cupboard and check the box?
Yes, we did.
Is that what you did?
Okay.
Oh, okay, good. Well, listen to this. Boy, have we got prizes put together for you now.
Good deal.
Good. You bet. Listen, we've got a pair of passes to get over to the Chimera later this month.
Oh,
and
my God.
And see Front Page.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah, their production. It's a good time. A WLOL t-shirt.
Okay.
Dinner for four at Scarpelli's.
Okay.
All right, a pair of passes to the Omni Theater.
Uh-huh.
And a designer athletic bag. And listen to this.
What?
We're talking, yeah, major league prize right here.
Okay.
Our friends over at the Carlton came up with this for us.
What?
February 15th.
Uh-huh.
You can go see The Temptations.
Oh, my God.
And The Four Tops. Together on the Carlton stage.
Oh, what a show that's going to be.
Holy cow. That sounds really good.
Well, it is really good.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, plus a chance to win the high-rise weekend for two at the Marquette.
When is this?
Well, we're going to announce that this morning. We're going to draw one from all of this week's winners. And if it's you, you can go. Okie doke?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a major league time.
Yeah, you too. It's the best darn station in the whole darn Twin Cities.
Oh, gosh, oh, all fish hooks, thank you.
All right.
Have a major league morning.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hit Radio, WLOL. 28 minutes after 7, clear sky, 17 degrees in the cities.
I guess I should know. By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't want to last.
I don't know. I just don't know. I think that song still needs a tuba. So WLOL, it's 7:31. And that means it's news time. Hit it, Bob.
David Martin was put to death this morning in Louisiana's electric chair for killing four people in 1970. Martin had said he was in a rage caused by drugs when he killed his wife's lover and three other people. He made no statement before his execution. A Canadian government report on the deaths of 23 babies at a Toronto hospital in 1980 and 81 shows at least eight, and probably all of them, were killed on purpose with a drug overdose. But the Ontario Attorney General concedes police may never find the killer. A couple of kids, 6 and 8 years old, were playing in a Chicago house while their parents played cards. The 6-year-old had a toy gun, and the 8-year-old wanted one to play with, too, so he went looking around the house for another one. What he found was a .32 caliber revolver in his parents' bedroom. Apparently thinking it was just another toy gun, he shot the 6-year-old in the head. The younger boy is in critical condition. Comedian Jerry Lewis has filed a $10 million suit in Los Angeles federal court against Paramount Pictures, claiming the studio violated federal copyright laws by distributing videos of his 1963 movie, The Nutty Professor. The lawsuit claims that Lewis never authorized Paramount to release that. The man who has provided the voice of Donald Duck for the past 50 years is in the hospital. Clarence Nash is reported in stable condition. A spokesman said the 80-year-old Nash is suffering from fever and exhaustion, and he'll probably be released in a few days. If you are embarrassed by public displays of affection, you're not alone. Psychologists say most of us have strong reactions to street corner embraces. We're either charmed or outraged. Even a couple holding hands can make some onlookers feel uncomfortable. Researcher Keith Davis says a lot of people don't like to watch couples kissing because it reminds them of their own loneliness. And why do people put on a show? Some act out of genuine affection, but others are trying to hide the weaknesses in their relationships.
Huh. Well, I'm all in favor of getting that off the street corners and putting it back at the drive-in movies where it belongs. Come on.
In the back seat.
Well, I suppose if that's, you know, that's, you know, that's some of these individuals.
Highland Hills! Highland Hills!
Look outside. What do you see? You see snow, don't you? And if you're a skier, it probably makes you feel good. But what if you're not a skier? Well, that's easy. Become one. Learn to ski. And right now is the perfect time to learn because Highland Hills is offering a special introduction to skiing package. This package includes 3 1.5-hour lessons, plus complete equipment rental. What's more, Highland guarantees to have you skiing comfortably after 3 lessons, or you get your money back. And best of all is the cost. A mere $39 gets you everything. $39 for the lessons, the equipment rental, the guarantee. To register, call Highland Hills, K354754.
Downhill skiing.
Bergie.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Back to you for the sports, and then Paul Douglas will have the weather.
Tom McCarthy and Keith Acton both had hat tricks, and the North Stars beat the Los Angeles Kings last night, 8-3. Next, they play Calgary tomorrow night. Big upset in college basketball last night as the Gophers beat Illinois 60-58. Another upset, Michigan State over Ohio State, 82-79. The Pro Football Hall of Fame yesterday announced that NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle, 13 former players and one coach, have been selected as finalists for possible enshrinement. The list includes quarterbacks Roger Staubach of Dallas, Fran Tarkenton of the Vikings, and Joe Namath of the Jets, and running backs Paul Hornung of Green Bay and O.J. Simpson of Buffalo. The coach is Oakland's John Madden. The inductees will be announced on January 22nd. Let me see, John, what else you got? I was going to do another story here about football. Football gets a lot of bad press for maiming young athletes, but it is much safer than many other sports. A new study shows the rate of disabling or fatal injuries for college lacrosse players is more than twice as high as for football players.
But there's not as many of them.
Gymnastics and ice hockey are also more dangerous than football. The safest college sports, they say, are track, soccer, wrestling, and baseball.
They don't count ping pong anymore, huh?
I don't think so, John.
Oh, okay. Paul Douglas standing by with the weather word. Hi, Paul.
Where does checkers come in on that scale?
It doesn't.
Scale?
No, it doesn't.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Yes?
Uh-uh.
Hmm. No.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm real good this morning. I'm real proud of this forecast.
Well, you ought to be. You forecast a beauty or a doozy or whatever the term is.
Obviously, I can't take credit for all this, but it really is going to be nice, especially when you consider that residents of Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, they're probably looking at our weather map with envy this morning. In Houston, they're digging out from half an inch of snow, the heaviest snow in 5 years. The city literally ground to a halt yesterday because there is no such thing as a snowplow in the city of Houston. And 9 inches of snow piled up as far south as Mississippi. The northern hills of Mississippi north of Jackson must have been a real mess. A foot in Memphis, and there could be flurries as far south as Atlanta today.
A rumpf.
In contrast, nothing but sunshine here at home today. It'll
sunshine,
be mild.
Sunshine, nothing but sunshine.
I'm sorry.
No, that was nice.
Thank you.
A high of 37. Mostly clear and 20 tonight. I think you'll probably want to sing when on the way home from work or school this afternoon. It's going to feel real nice out there. Partly sunny, continued mild tomorrow. A few pasty clouds may dim the sun from time to time, but a high of 38, a few thermometers up near 40 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday's outlook, variable cloudiness, breezy, a chance of a shower, but most of us probably won't see one. Sunday's high of 41. If you're a skier, a snowmobiler, I would suggest getting out maybe early in the day tomorrow, because by afternoon there will be oodles of slush.
Okay. Is this going to, we got cold snap coming back then, do you think, afterwards?
Not for at least the next 5 or 6 days. Beyond that, anything could happen.
Hmm.
But really, it does not look like a stormy or a cold pattern. We're heading back into a rather tranquil, serene, and a relatively mild pattern, which should last through at least Tuesday of next week.
Well, criminently.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the decent weather and the lower fuel bills and heating bills and things as much as the next person. But I've got my March of Dimes snowmobile 400 coming up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's tough on people who depend on winter weather for...
Well,
we got,
you know...
That's true.
You know, if they could figure out a way to run that with 70 degrees and 2 feet of snow, I'd love to go. But I think I'm going to have to face the facts that it's going to have to get cold and we're going to have snow or it just won't go.
Well, we'll have plenty of snow and plenty of cold left. The winter has just begun, I'm afraid. But it kind of points out an interesting dilemma that I'm in. Obviously, this time of year, if there's no snow, it makes my job easier. And so I'm sort of happy when there's no snow in the forecast.
But you know that people depend on this, too.
That's right. But if I go on the air and say, gee whiz, yippee-skippy, there's no snow in the forecast, you're absolutely right. Skiers will call up complaining.
Sure. Car-starting people. I mean, a lot of people. Yeah. Have you ever seen... It's down by... it's down by Lake of the Isles. It's this huge palatial estate.
Mm-hmm.
The guy built that with a fortune that he amassed from starting cars one winter. Minimum charge, you know, $5, and just went on a little rig on the back of his pig, you know, and... The thing, so there's money to be made out there from this sort of weather.
You read the Inquirer, too.
For inquiring minds like mine, yeah. What did you say it is right now?
Clear and 17 in the cities.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Good morning, guys.
Hear from you later on.
Okay, don't
worry. Have a major league weekend. Hit Radio, WLOL. And a half, WLOL. Bob,
yeah,
hi there. Get ready for the Up Your News deal.
Okay, I'm trying.
Okay. First, we got to have our commercial for Dodge of Burnsville, the people that sponsor it. And boy, are they a hard-working bunch of people. I just wanted to throw that in. That whole shop back there, and even up front, too. They know their stuff. Hang on a sec. Here it is.
Friends, we got it all right here. $49 down, $100 over invoice.
No, wait.
Yes, friends, call 894-9000.
Hold on 1 minute, Mr. Goodbits. We're not going to do ads like that.
Trust me, John, all car dealers sound like this. I want to tell everybody...
I believe that people are tired of that approach. But if they want to sit down and negotiate on a car or truck deal that has all the hokey-pokey removed, then let's tell them. Find the way to Dodge of Burnsville at 35W South and Cliff Road. We'll show them how to drive home in one of our 250 newer used cars and trucks. What do you think?
I think they ought to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Will you stop it?
Okay, places, everybody. Here comes Up Your News.
Okay.
Now, live from WLOL's spiffy news studios, almost right downtown, it's time for Up Your News. Brought to you by Dodge of Burnsville. Find the way.
And now to the Up Your News Anchor Desk. And Up Your News Anchor, here's Robert J. Berglund.
Hey, what's new?
Hey!
St. Thomas College has released the findings of a study on hospital procedures. The study concluded that the reason hospital gowns are so short and open in the back is simply to encourage more people to move into private rooms.
I know it would do it.
I'm so darned embarrassed, you know, having somebody else in there.
Attention, Minneapolis aspiring thespians.
No.
For people who want to be actors.
On stage.
Yeah, yeah. The Pia Zadora School of Dramatic Acting. We'll be opening in Minneapolis soon. The one-semester course consists of everything that Pia Zadora knows about acting.
The whole semester?
Yeah, well, it's only 4 minutes long. Oh. You can enroll, attend the whole semester, and graduate during your lunch hour. Back to you, Bob.
The Los Angeles City Council has passed a resolution honoring all the manufacturing companies that contribute to the smog in that city. Council recognized the company, saying if it weren't for coughing, some residents would get no exercise at all. Back to you, John.
Minneapolis inventor Pat Pending has invented the Rudy Perpich wristwatch. You can wind it up, but it won't run until your wife says it's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Finally,
back to you, Bob.
University of Iowa transplant researchers report a stunning new advance. A man gave a seat to a lady.
That's it!
Yeah, that would be a transplant, wouldn't it? Get your butt out of bed. Oh, okay. Watch this. Oh, this has been Up Your News. Dodge Burnsville brought it to you.
I wonder why.
Blame them. Get me up with the music. Get me up feeling fun. Hit radio WLOL, 13 before 8. Here's Jeff Rhea in Call to the Heart. Before I start into some commercial stuff here, John Lundell's got a Metro traffic control for
Watch out near downtown Minneapolis. Traffic very congested. As a matter of fact, a standstill for I-94. A rash of accidents. The latest, a five-car at Nicollet Avenue. Move now to the shoulder. A couple of tow trucks on the way. DOT on the way with more sand at the request of the State Patrol because I-94 is very slippery. And now 694 at Rice Street. An accident with injuries. 494 at County Road 6 out west. Another accident in more icy conditions on the ramps and bridges.
Are they going long or short on Wall Street? What will happen with the money supply? Every Monday, Charles Koschetz brings you Wall Street, the week ahead, only in USA Today.
For Metro Traffic Control, I'm John Lundell.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. That settles it.
What's that?
I'm taking the alleys all the way home and the side streets.
Like
I'm
wicked out there.
Stay away from those ha-has out there on the main roads. Gee whiz. Oh, hang on a second here. I know what happens now. Budget Power's holiday wrap-up sale is about ready to wrap up.
Yeah.
So you ought to wrap up some big savings like at Budget Power.
Like $40 to $60 on an...
Wait. You sure you're not talking percent here?
No, $40 to $60 off on every Omega Vanity and matching marble top.
Wow. Just when you needed it most. Even their 60-inch width their ones?
The 24, 30, and 36 are $40 off. And the 48-inch, 48-incher, that's $60 off.
Wow! That is a heck of a saving.
And we're talking marble and oak.
Yeah, oak. Yeah, that's the deal here. We're not talking about where they just paint on some kind of wood grain on something.
No.
We're talking about oak, handcrafted from Omega. We're talking about Budget Power, selling quality stuff at quality prices. That's a good deal. We're
talking about 8 locations all over town.
6 of which have complete lumber yards for whatever you need. Lumber on over to the Budget Power store near you. Budget Power, Budget Power, Budget Power.
Budget Power.
The staff at Dial Lawyers is celebrating. In 1984, they opened case number 10,000. Dial Lawyers' 7 years of success is based on a simple principle. Quality legal services at affordable prices. If you have a legal problem, whether it's a DWI, personal injury, divorce, bankruptcy, or a real estate matter, Dial Lawyers can help.
For quality legal services, Dial Lawyers.
Dial Lawyers.
Professional, personal, affordable.
Dial Lawyers.
Do you enjoy the bicker, dicker, and deal of car shopping? Of course you don't. Wouldn't you rather buy with confidence from someone who sells with pride? Of course you would. Then enter the world of Hopkins Dodge, the world of quality automotive engineering and professional qualified personnel. Discover a whole new concept in automotive sales, dealing direct with a sales manager. At Hopkins Dodge, we don't hire salespeople. We have professional inventory consultants to help you select your next new or used vehicle. From that point on, you deal directly with the sales manager to assure you the lowest possible price and payment on your next new or used vehicle. Discover the most keenly engineered American cars made and Ram tough 2- and 4-wheel drive trucks, all backed by Chrysler's 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty. Discover Hopkins Dodge, the most established Dodge dealer with the most Dodge registrations in the Twin Cities. So deal direct and buy with confidence from someone who sells with pride. See you tomorrow at Hopkins Dodge, a mile east of 494 on Highway 7.
Bergie!
Yeah, what, John?
At the tone, the exact time will be right around full 5 minutes to 8 or so. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's what I have, 7:55.
Yeah, that is it. Good. 17 in the city's going to be 37. Some sunshine set for the city Saturday and Sunday as well.
Sunday maybe into the 40s?
Yeah. Wow. WLOL.
That's us.
Yes, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 8 o'clock. News time. Hit it, Bob.
A snowstorm forced some Memphis youngsters to spend the night in their schools. The schools closed early yesterday because of the storm, but a spokesman said buses couldn't reach 89 children of 4 schools. Some never did get home. Roads were treacherous in southern Illinois, too. About 90 travelers took refuge in a National Guard armory in Cairo, Illinois. Authorities in Beverly Hills, California, have charged an 81-year-old man who shot and killed a robber on New Year's Eve. He entered innocent pleas to 2 misdemeanor charges of illegal gun possession. The police and prosecutors say because of the man's age, 81, they don't want to send him to jail. Caltech has been given a $70 million grant so it can build the largest optical telescope in the world. The telescope will be built on the rim of Mauna Kea volcano in Hawaii. Scientists say it will be so powerful that it will be able to show a flickering candle on the face of the moon. The grant is from the W.M. Keck Foundation. By 1988 or 1989, the average American home will have 3 TV sets, according to Television Digest. The average is now 2.3 per household. They say the increased usage of video cassette recorders and home computers is prompting people to buy more TV sets. The bankrupt New Orleans World Fair that shut its gates in November is now selling those gates, the hardware, the building, almost everything. But the big items auctioned yesterday brought disappointing prices. Auctioners hope for better business tomorrow when some of the smaller stuff, like pieces from the fair's Wonder Wall, are offered for sale. That comes under the heading of memorabilia. The auction will help pay a small part of the expo's huge debt, estimated to be more than $100 million.
Well, we could all, if we all kicked in, I think we could reduce that debt to $99,999,997.
Small change.
Yeah.
Who says there's nothing new under the sun? The latest gimmick from Japan is solid paint. It comes in a block, and it goes directly on walls without mixing or without even a brush. That's just one of the attractions at a recent international trade show. Another hot item, a toothbrush from Italy with vertical bristles instead of the usual horizontal design.
And huh?
I don't understand how that works.
Solid paint?
Solid paint, I like that.
Well, tell me again about the solid paint. How do you...
It comes in a block and it goes right on the walls without mixing or a brush.
You just rub the block back and forth on the wall?
Apparently.
Huh.
And for true creature comfort, you can't beat the jumbo-sized toilet paper from Sweden, twice as wide as normal. On the other hand, you can also get toilet paper from Brazil that's one-third smaller than normal.
Great. This is going to radically alter... This is going to radically alter the hardware business.
Yeah, the toilet paper holder manufacturer.
Yeah. Say, this is way too... Wow. Gee, well...
11 go together. Almost one and the same.
You know, around this time of year, I begin to feel all sailed out. After Christmas sales, New Year's sales...